Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote the song we're about to hear. It was a poem originally entitled Christmas Bells. It originally had seven verses. Two of the verses dealt with the Civil War, because he wrote this during the Civil War. But Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, why do you know that name? He wrote Paul Revere's Ride, Song of Hiawatha, Evangeline. You may have heard of some of those poems, very famous poems. But he became a professor at Harvard, but he's no stranger to tragedy. In 1835, his wife died after a miscarriage, and he wrote this: "One thought occupies me night and day. She is dead. She is dead. All day I am weary and sad." Well, he rebuilt his life, but by 1861, he had a new family, a new wife. But in 1861, his second wife died in a fire of it's kind of crazy, but her dress caught on fire, and she died in that fire. The first Christmas after Fanny's death, his second wife's death, he wrote, "How inexpressibly sad are the holidays. I can make no record of these days. Better leave them wrapped in silence. Perhaps someday God will give me peace. A Merry Christmas, say the children, but that is no more for me." On top of that, his son had been grievously wounded in the Civil War, and it was in doubt whether he would actually live. But on Christmas Day, 1864, when he was sitting in his study, he literally heard the bells in Cambridge ringing the bells of Christmas. And that is the result. The result of that is this hymn that we hear today, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day." I'll read those other verses that dealt with the Civil War, the darkness and tragedy of the Civil War, here in just a moment.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and mild and sweet their words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Stanzas. Then from each gun's accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound, the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearth stones of a continent, and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men.